Mornings on the Mall. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor taking a long scheduled day off. And Eric McPike is in. Aaron McPike is a veteran political reporter around town. Good to have you, Aaron, filling in Larry's absence this morning.
Great to be here.
And joining us on the line right now is Mike Rubino, senior advisor to the Trump campaign in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We want to get his sense of how he thinks things went last night in the debate. Mike, thanks for joining us here on Mornings on the Mall.
Thanks so much for having me this morning.
All right. So, look, it was, boy, you couldn't take your eyes off the TV screen last night. Everybody was wondering how it was going to go for Donald Trump, given how things had gone the preceding 24 hours. How do you think it went?
I thought it was just a show-stopping performance from Mr. Trump last night. He absolutely stepped up to the plate and knocked the ball out of the park.
And so, do you think he addressed the elephant in the room, if you'll excuse that pun?
He did, and, you know, I think that Anderson Cooper went after him. I thought it was at least four times that he, you know, asked the question, and Mr. Trump recognized that it was an indefensible comment. He apologized to both his family and the American people, and he moved on, as they rightfully should in a presidential debate, to the issues that matter to both the American people and, you know, specifically here in the Commonwealth, the people of Virginia.
Aaron?
You know, I'm curious about some of the Republicans who are calling on Donald Trump to get out of the race and give it to Mike Pence. Do you think that would move the needle, especially in Virginia?
I do. Well, let's be honest. Northern Virginia isn't necessarily the easiest, you know, battleground for a Mr. Trump, you know, right off the bat. Was this comment a little detrimental at first? Yes. But I think that you're going to start to see Republicans again less around his candidacy. They, you know, he spoke yesterday to issues that matter specifically here in the Commonwealth, whether it be, you know, defense up in Northern Virginia, NAFTA down in, you know, South Side, coal in the 9th District, veterans down in the 2nd. So he's definitely speaking to Virginia specific issues, and Republicans as a whole will coalesce around that because Hillary Clinton was vastly out of step with the American people last night.
But, Mike, have you or anybody else on the campaign spoken to Barbara Comstock, the congresswoman who has specifically said that she's not going to vote for him and instead will write in Mike Pence?
I have not reached out to her. She seems to have a grudge against the idea of voting for Mr. Trump for a while, and I, you know, respect everyone's desires. She has no desire to vote for Mr. Trump, and that's fine. We're doing, I don't know if you saw the Loudoun County poll that came out about 2 weeks ago, but we're only 2 points down in Loudoun. And I think everyone knows that's one of the biggest battleground counties in the entire country.
Right.
So 2 points down, I'll absolutely take it. And most people don't realize, you know, there's a groundswell of support that really you can't actually put a finger on. So if we're 2 points down, polled, I think we're probably 1 or 2 points up, considering all the people that Mr. Trump brings to the polls that never vote.
Give me your sense, if you could, about what's likely to happen this, as the day progresses. I mean, for example, we know that Mike Pence decided he was not going to, he canceled a campaign event. His comments were that I can neither condone or defend the statements. And reportedly, according to many, there was a phone call between Pence and Trump. And Pence told him, look, you need to get out there and explain this. We understand that Mr. Pence is going to make appearances on the morning shows this morning. Do you have any sense of where he is at this moment?
I don't have any sense. You know, I'm not that senior. But what I can say, you know, to people in Virginia is we'll be seeing him on Wednesday. We'll be seeing him down Roanoke Way, and also he'll be making another stop down in the 9th District. So, you know, he's going to be making a huge swing through different battleground states over the upcoming days. Mm-hmm. And that's really all that matters. I mean, what you have to do is you have to go speak to the American people. You have to speak about issues that matter to them. And that's what Mr. Trump did last night. He apologized, and I think once people, you know, listen to that apology over and over again, they'll realize that it's time to move on. A lot of people I've spoken to, while they find the comment to be crass and lewd, they also think that, you know, it's in the past and it's time to move on because he's running for president. And, you know, he's the only candidate in the race who can actually make America great again.
Yeah. Okay. One other thing, I'd like you to get me some sense of how the ground game is in Virginia as we go forward. Again, we're not that far away. How do you think things are shaping up as far as getting out the vote on Election Day?
Well, the RNC has been in the state of Virginia since 2015, when they defeated, you know, the Clinton Incorporated state Senate deal. And we've had over 60 staffers here. We have consistently had hundreds of volunteers knocking on doors, as well as making phone calls. And Hillary Clinton abandoned that Obama neighborhood-centric model that was so successful. Meanwhile, we've adopted that, and we are basically running, you know, 1,000 different mayoral races across the Commonwealth. I could not be more pleased with our ground game.
All right. That sounds very encouraging. Mike Rubino is a senior advisor for the Trump campaign in Virginia and speaks this morning on behalf of the Donald. We appreciate you joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.